الرحمن الرحيم.
Assalamu alaikum. From among the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Warith, the eternal inheritor. This is because Allah will inherit everything completely. He is the maker in the first place, He is the owner, and unto Him everything will not only return, but He will be the inheritor. Inna nahnu narithul arda. وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. Pointing towards that particular name and quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, we indeed are the ones who will inherit the earth and whatever and whoever is in it, and everything will return to us. So if you notice, everything has an expiry date besides Allah. Allah was there from before the beginning, and He shall be there after the end. For us, subhanAllah. And this is something we will not comprehend just yet, but we need to know. We are witnessing people coming and going, the most powerful from amongst us. What do they leave behind? They leave behind a lot, but they are gone, helplessly gone, totally helpless. People tell you, as rich as he was, as powerful as she was, and as much as they had, they could do nothing to save that life. Why? It's Allah showing you who is in charge, who is the creator, who is Al-Warith, the ultimate inheritor is Allah. And whatever you've left behind, you found it on earth anyway. Who put it there? It was Allah in the first place. Today we look at the value of the things that we have on earth. All of those things are from the same earth. And Allah says, none of it qualifies to go into Jannah, to go into paradise. None of it qualifies because it's all part of the creation of this world. There will be things with similar names in the hereafter, but of a standard that is way beyond your imagination and mine. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. When you have fruit in the hereafter, that fruit might have a similar name to what you knew on earth, but it's going to be very, very different, a standard far higher than your imagination and mine. When we say the gold and the silver and whatever else of the hereafter, it is nowhere near the gold that we found on earth, because this was temporary. And this is something that has no value in reality. It's just the earth. If you look at gold and silver on earth, it doesn't really have value besides the little value we might be considering temporarily. Think about it when people die and everyone is dying. And you have gold and silver, and there's no one left on earth, what will happen to it? Nothing. That's it. It goes back to the earth. Subhanallah. And Allah says, do you know what? Everything that you found on earth was from the earth. When you came onto the earth, you came with nothing. When you're leaving, you will leave with nothing. Your soul departs. It will even leave the body, which is from the soil, that Allah says will return to the soil. Then when we resurrect you therefrom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now you will realize Allah is Al-Warith. He is the eternal inheritor. Everything will return to Allah, including you and I. He is the owner and He is the deserving of all. Subhanallah, the sovereign. These are some of the names and qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray that Allah grant us the ability to understand that He is everything and we are nothing. With Allah, we will be given value. Without Allah, we have no value. Subhanallah. So if a person inherits on earth, their inheriting is very temporary and very measured. But when Allah inherits, He just gets back whatever was always His. And He allowed it to be in the temporary ownership of a human being. So when Allah inherits, He will inherit all of us too. And everything we knew and everything we didn't know as well, it just goes back to Allah. He is the inheritor. This is why when anything bad happens, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We indeed all belong to Allah and we're all going to return to Him. And when someone passes away, we say the same. Because it's not only about material possession that belongs to Allah, but it's entire creation. the skies, the heavens, the earth, the planets, the Milky Way, what we know, what we don't know, what is in the oceans, what is on land, what is at sea, what is in the deserts, under every rock and every grain, and beneath the earth's crust, and above the atmosphere, everything belongs to Allah, will return to Allah. The billions of species that Allah has created will all return to Allah. He is the ultimate inheritor. Al-Warith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand His greatness. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Al-Mu'minu al-Muhammad.